Well, that's what I was afraid about, and I asked the CIS worker not to come to my school because, like, we were involved with them, like, a year ago, and they just kept coming to my school to talk to me, and, you know, my teachers knew, and my principal knew, and, you know, and then every time I got called down the office, students were like, you know, how come you got called down the office? Are you in trouble? Are you suspended? You know, who was there for you? You know, and I was like, well, you know, I don't really want to tell you, but then made fun of, and...
What do you think about Children's Aid Society workers coming to the school without your knowledge? What do you think about that? What's your feelings about that?
I don't like them come to the school. Well, no, I think that if they have to talk to me, that they should be talking to me after school. They shouldn't be having to pull me out of class because my education is important, and I don't think that it's right to be pulling me out of class. I mean, if they want to talk to me and it's really bad enough to talk to me, then, you know, come after school, you know.
If you had a choice, and they could come to the school, even if it's after school, or if you had the choice where they could still meet you, but meet you somewhere else, like maybe their office or somewhere else away from the school, where do you think that you would prefer? At the school or away from the school to have a meeting?
Away from the school. I wouldn't want to have it. I don't want everybody to know my business.
Do you think most kids in a similar situation would think that way too? Would prefer that the workers meet them somewhere else?
I think so, because it's embarrassing to have them around. You know, you get made fun of, and your mom beats you, and you know, and it's not true. And so,